It's stories from Theo and Matt. I am excited about this because it's been a long time since we've done a biographies.
Yeah.
Theo, do you know who we're going to read about today?
A-L-B-E-R-T. I don't know.
The last word is Einstein. Albert Einstein, he's like so famous, you would not believe it. I've wanted to read about him for a long time. He's a very, very famous scientist. Anyway, welcome back to our latest edition of... Let's get sciencey. Once upon a time, there was a little Jewish boy born in Germany. He took 4 years to say his first word. His name was Albert, and for some time, his little sister Maya was his only friend. No one else had enough patience to wait for him to talk. I wonder what he was thinking that whole time, Theo. Albert was 5 when his father gave him a pocket compass, which instantly became his favourite toy. There was something magical in that magnetic needle. It always pointed north. He wanted to learn how it was calculated. You've seen a compass before, right? Always points north. School was a bit of a nightmare for Albert. But back home, he loved diving into a pile of physics and maths books, trying to prove theories on his own. By the time he was a teenager, he had published his first scientific paper. What? He's only a teenager. Boy, he's smart. Look at all the theories he's worked out. Look at his whole bedroom. He's written up on lots of pieces of paper all these different theories he believes are true about physics and maths. After studying maths and physics in Switzerland, Albert got a job at a patent office. In this place, amazing new inventions were recorded, but none were as groundbreaking as the idea he was working on at home. Yeah, so the patents office is where they keep all these ideas, original ideas. Albert was a bit disorganized, but inside that brain, his thoughts were in perfect order. He came up with a formula that said that anything we can see and touch can be turned into energy. It became the most famous formula in the world. Do you want me to read it out for you? This is a formula. E equals mc squared. It became the most famous formula in the world. His curiosity led him to explore space and time by mixing two original ideas, and he turned physics upside down with his theory of relativity. When he was proven right on an experiment, every university in the world wanted to meet this scruffy physicist. Wow, what's going on in his head, Theo? I don't think anyone would understand if I even tried to describe that.
Two ideas mixed together.
Well played, mate. Two ideas mixed together. You did very good. That's very perceptive, Theo. Albert was awarded a Nobel Prize for discovering photons, the tiny particles that light is made of. Still, he didn't attend the ceremony. He was busy travelling from place to place, sharing his knowledge with other scientists and thinkers. Every country in the world received Albert with honour. But back home, a very different welcome awaited him. The Nazis had taken control of Germany. They planned to get rid of anyone who was not like them, especially Jewish people. Back then, Theo, the Germans didn't like Jewish people. It was bad. It was not just Albert who was living in danger, but also many of his colleagues. Before moving to America with his family, he convinced governments and universities to hire Jewish scientists. Thanks to him, they could leave Germany too. So they got away from Germany. That's what they needed to do. When the war broke out in Europe, Albert feared that the Nazis could use his discoveries to create the most terrible weapon in the world, a nuclear bomb. He sent a letter warning the President of the United States. Because a nuclear bomb was very, very powerful, Theo. Could cause a lot of damage. He always regretted signing that letter. It led to the United States making their own nuclear bomb. Oh, Albert had always stood for peace and thought science should only be used to do good. That's why he refused to be involved in the creation of such a weapon. Oh, they tried to get him to create a nuclear bomb, eh? He became an American citizen and loved his new home. Look at that, Theo, nice home on the lake. And he's got a boat that he can sail out into the lake and just think. Still, he felt terrible about how his country treated his black fellow citizens. Whenever he could, he wrote against racism and used his fame to speak out about it. See, he didn't like how some people treated the people with black skin. Terrible. They should be treated like everybody else, right?
Yeah.
And by always questioning everything, little Albert became one of the most original minds of the 20th century, a genius who proved to the world that curiosity and imagination are more important than knowledge. Look how everyone there is very different, but they all deserve to be treated the same. And that is Albert Einstein. What an amazing guy. He's a very smart guy. Such an influential man. And he inspires generations of thinkers around the world. Theo, I hope you learned something there. Did you learn something there? No.
No.
It's Albert Einstein. Come on, you're 6 years old. Surely you're old enough to appreciate Albert Einstein. Bye-bye, guys.
Sweet dreams!